Joining us now on the KYMN Morning Show, we have Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell, along with Sean Allen from the Northfield Historical Society. Welcome.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Jeff.
We're all kind of rushing in, to get set, and we have a dog here that won't let anybody alone. Loves new people.
And can I just say, I'm really thankful for dry roads in Northfield.
Yeah.
Come on, there's no ice out there.
Or at 21 least inches in Duluth.
Yeah.
Snow. Wow.
And we do have, there's some refreeze on the sidewalks and such, so if you're going out your back door, you might have a little bit of refreeze. Watch that first step, and the second and third for that matter.
Yes,
but the roads are quite clear right now.
Yeah.
And
no
we
snow.
We will return to spring. It's on the schedule. We've got it booked. So.
That's right. The tulips and daffodils are coming.
Yes, they are.
They are coming. And what else? What's the other first flower that comes up? Come on.
Crocus?
I'm just can't wait for my crocuses to get up and raise their heads.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Are you sure, Jeff?
Folks,
excited about
we
that?
We have the mayor in each week, and sometimes we don't have anything to talk about.
So. Well, there's plenty to talk about in Northfield.
So that's why we got invited Sean in, too.
Come on, we've got all the opinions in Northfield. There's so many, right?
We have it's spring break right now, and of course, Easter Sunday is coming up this weekend, along with the Holy Week events that are going on, but we're going to kind of look towards the future and at the past with Sean today.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So the Historical Society, so great. What would you say Historical Society is, a nonprofit?
Yeah, we're a nonprofit organization. We were established in 1976, so we're just a couple years away from our 50-year anniversary.
That's awesome.
Which coincides, of course, with the 250th anniversary of the founding of America.
Wow.
And I believe the 150th anniversary of the Jesse James bank raid.
Wow.
Yeah, 1876.
So, I assume we'll be having parades, and I don't even know. Somebody started.
You're
going to
have a busy 2026, man.
I think we all will. Yeah.
Just exciting. Northfield just values history, right? But in order to keep that alive, you need organizations like the Northfield Historical Society that are telling the story. Over and over and over again. It never gets boring. Our history is really quite exciting, I would say.
Well, there's so many stories. You know, and that's the, I think that one of the things that the Historical Society has struggled with over the years is, do we focus in just on the bank raid, 1876? Is that the only day that mattered in Northfield? I don't think so. And I think successive executive directors have felt the same. And so we're really trying to make an effort to make the history of Northfield more front and center, more relevant to people today, more relevant to young people. And so, we really need to honor Joseph Lee Haywood and the sacrifices that were made in 1876 and how that really created the impacted, I think, the culture of our community. But, with things like the Maggie Lee exhibit that just opened, we're trying to show that, Northfield is more than just that. And there's been a lot of history has happened since 1876.
Mm-hmm. A lot has happened since then. And the Historical Society has done a really good job through the years. As you mentioned, a succession of directors at the NHS have put out exhibits and such that honor different areas of Northfield's past. Maggie Lee, that's an interesting one right there. For folks who didn't know Maggie, she passed maybe 10 years ago?
I think more like 12,
12 years ago,
2012 or 2013,
But she won the Haywood Award for Distinguished Service, and boy, had just such a long, long career. Mm-hmm. So many of us remember her from her later years where she was dressing up as purple, but boy, she did a lot of work before that.
Yeah, she broke barriers left and right as a young woman and, in the publishing industry. She also was really involved in a lot of civic activities in town, so she was largely responsible for the Riverwalk that we see today. She was one of the founding members of the Historical Society, so she helped facilitate the purchase and the renovation of the bank into a museum back in the 1976-78 kind of time frame. So, she was really an impactful person, and I think what we're trying to do with the Historical Society is not show her later years when she was, that I remember too, but try to show her as the barrier breaking person that she really was.
Yeah, great. Great yeah. stuff. Awesome. You had mentioned the Historical Society and the importance of being relevant to younger people. You've had some collaborations with the school district, and you've had some students working on things through the years. How's everything going with the younger generation?
Well, that's a really great question. I'm glad you brought that up. So back in 2019 or so, I think that the Historical Society pulled back on some of the youth programming that we had, that largely was run by Earl Weinman as a volunteer. So Earl, for many years, was a middle school history teacher. And so he had these programs that he was helping manage. They kind of pulled back on that. We've reinstated those now. And so this summer we'll have, I think, about 20 students, that are, you know, 8th, 9th, 10th graders that will be trained in to be tour guides. So if you go during the week, at the Historical Society in the summer, you'll get a tour from a young person that will do a fantastic job, and he vets those kids and makes them do sample tours for all of us, and it's just a phenomenal program, and I think it's really unique in historical societies, at least in Minnesota that I know of. We also are starting this year a new program called the we're not sure what it's called. It's either going to be like History Club or kind of a throwback name to the Youth Curator Program, and that'll allow kids that are in middle school to come into the, and I think early high school, to come into the museum and work in the archives and actually do some of the work that curators and collection managers do. And I think that'll be really impactful for these kids. What we found is that once they get involved in the programs, when they're young, they then come back. And so this summer, we're also going to be working with Henry Virtus and A.M. Yant, who are students who is going to be graduating this year from the high school. And Henry graduated last year. He's in Northwestern, but he's coming back, wants to do a project, something to do with the downtown buildings, and we're working with the city on that. And I'm not sure exactly again what that's going to be, but it's kind of this thing that's evolving, and it's really coming from them. They texted me and said they want to sit down and have coffee and tell me their ideas, and I think that that's a great sign that we're becoming more relevant again. But I think it's also just really points to the excellent students and teachers we have in this district. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it really is. And for the young people out there, man, history is fun. I don't know how many times per week, per day, probably, I go down some rabbit hole on the internet with history, and you just get looking into stuff and finding out things that you didn't know. And with Northfield, specifically in Northfield, it's really fascinating to look at that history and kind of compare it with what we have going on today, whether it be a building or, you know, the college relations or whatever is going on. You know, that's a neat thing.
It's dangerous for me to go into the archives sometimes because you just started, and you know, one of the things we're looking at in terms of relevance is our next exhibit is going to be on the history of pizza in Northfield. Nice. And I've kind of teased this a little bit, but we're getting closer and closer to kind of to bringing that forward. And I noticed on one of the Northfield happenings pages or something yesterday, somebody posted, you know, which pizza place is the best in Northfield. And I think there's a couple hundred comments on that just like immediately.
Yeah.
And that's just a touch point for people. And I personally believe that we have the best pizza in the world here. I grew up here. I've traveled all over, and I've never found a pizza that was better. So we're really excited to showcase that. And it really just isn't about the pizza. It's about the stories, right? That's what we do, is we tell stories. And so, it's a family story. It's an immigration story. You know, it's an economic story. It's culinary. There's all these different aspects to it. And so we're really excited to try to make that a fun, interactive exhibit.
Yeah, that's cool. You know, it all kind of starts with the Basavis family.
It does,
and
yeah.
And it's not ending with them either. They're continuing on. The whole family is.
It's amazing that three pizza places from the same family are able to thrive in this community. And it just is a testament to how great they're. I think spirit was when they first started. I mean, it's the old Basil's is the oldest operating restaurant in Northfield. They opened in 1960, and if you think about that, as Bill's. But if you think about that, that's a long time. That's 64 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah, still have great pizza and great euros.
I
always have the euros delivered if I'm looking for a change of pace, man.
I go with the euro pizza, and then I'm just happy as can be.
Yeah, all your faces covered there.
Yeah, for sure.
Once again, Sean Allen from the Northfield Historical Society is joining us, along with Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell. Moving on to some other areas, you have started a couple of events the regular events recently that I haven't participated in one yet, but I'm going to real soon. History Happy Hour.
Yeah, we have a great opportunity for you, Jeff, on Monday, 5:30 in the archives at the Historical Society. We have Rob Campbell, who is the author of Yellowmore, which is a collection of photos from the Black Hills in 1874 when Custer went into the Black Hills and then was defeated there. And then 100 years later, in 1974, somebody went back, took a whole bunch of photos from the exact vantage point. And so this gentleman made a book and is going to do a talk about that. I think it's going to just be fascinating, so I'm excited about it.
Yeah, you know, I saw that... No, I think it might have been on your website yesterday, and it is fascinating. I'd like to see that. Now, see, Monday's my bowling night, but I only have 1 month. I'll miss this month, but then the rest of the summer for like five.
Oh, sure, yeah, we've got.
We'll be
programming all the way through, so it's always the first Monday of the month, 5:30. You can always expect us to be there, and we got some drinks and good networking, and then we get into the presentation. It's just been fantastic.
All right, good.
What
to hear.
About your jigsaw? I'm looking
oh
at
yeah, we did a puzzle yeah. night out at Loon Liquors, and that was awesome. We've got some new puzzles in, nice. And they're much more difficult. And we're going to be doing another puzzle night here coming up. I don't have the exact date for that. Mm-hmm. Lisa Peterson's kind of our puzzle master, and so she's got to figure that out. But we're really looking forward to doing that again. That was surprisingly effective. I really didn't think anybody was going to come. I'm not a puzzler, but apparently this is like a whole phenomena. It's a movement in America that this competitive puzzling.
Yes.
You know, the library has their puzzle night as well, or puzzle day, mm-hmm. I should say, on the weekend, and that's always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I haven't competed in that. You know, throughout my life, I used to do those jigsaw puzzles when I was younger. Then, you know, jigsaw puzzles become more difficult if you own a pet.
Oh, goodness.
You can never find all the pieces.
That's true, so. And pet hair and everything else that goes with it,
Just so long as they don't eat the puzzle pieces.
Yeah, that's
then
for
you
sure.
might Probably not they find them, right?
Yeah. But you had puzzle night, and you also have another event. You start the Culture Crew been busy. It was just announced a couple of days ago that next month's movie at the Grand is going to be The Princess Bride.
That's right, yeah. And I think because of copyright purposes, we have to say it's a film based on the book The Princess Bride, which I think is kind of funny. But it's going to be fantastic. Hopefully people will show up and wear costumes. It's on, I believe, April 11th, which is the second Thursday. So we've really been excited to work with the Grand. They are really trying to reinvigorate their kind of schedule and bringing more activities and events. They have their throwback menu now. So last month I had the Chicken Vesuvius, which I think people remember from the tavern.
Yeah.
It was my sister's favorite. I took pictures and sent it to her, and she was very jealous. But so there's going to be that kind of atmosphere. There's food, drink. It's a free event, though. You can come and watch the movie for free. And it was fantastic. We had about 90 people there. And in fact, last month, it was the 120th anniversary of the first ever movie shown in Northfield that was at the Ware Auditorium,
mm-hmm. wow.
which now is the Grand Theater.
Nice.
So, 120 years later to the day, we just got lucky, but 120 years to the day from the first movies. And the first movies that were shown there, of course, mm-hmm. Were very short films, and they were silent films, of course. And I think the subject matter now would be kind of distasteful to most of us, but interesting to think about just how things have changed.
Yeah, it absolutely has. And costumes, man, it's a costume ball.
I hope so. Yeah, you could bring your mask Diego Montoya or whatever. Inigo, thank you. I'm going to have to rewatch that so I can get my costume down.
Maybe Rich could come as Andre the Giant. What was his character in that movie?
Yeah, what was that?
He was the Giant.
Yeah.
No, that's not my favorite movie, can I just say? There are fans and then there are probably non-fans, right? Do you guys ever get that movie?
Oh, yeah. You're actually the first person I've ever met that doesn't like it, so I don't know.
That's Terry's favorite movie.
I'm just kidding.
We're probably going to that. And Rich was able to cite lines.
We were talking
about it earlier this morning. He had a few lines in there. So.
Nice.
He's talented that way, though. For sure. No, we're excited about that. And Culture Crew you know, just for people who don't know, it's a collaboration between the Northfield Public Library and Northfield Arts Guild and then the Historical Society. And we've been meeting regularly to come up with different ideas for how to promote cultural events downtown in Northfield here, and just show that Northfield, you know, does have a lot going on already. We want to add to that. A lot of what we are working on right now is really based on storytelling. We think storytelling is something that really connects us as organizations. So you'll be seeing something about that soon. We're not sure exactly what that's going to be yet, but it's in the works.
All right. We are just about out of time. Any final words about the Historical Society or Mayor or anything going on that you'd like to mention in the city of Northfield?
Are you kidding me? There's so much going on.
I will ask you one thing. Yesterday, we got a press release from the federal government.
Oh, we did.
We did, at least I did, saying that monies have been, I guess, officially approved with the latest budget.
Did you get
that?
Well, let's just wait on that one until I make sure I know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
But yes, exciting news for the city of Northfield Northfield is just, okay, you said final comments, but kind of, you know, Northfield, we've been doing so much better just harnessing and our ability to be able to partner, and the Historical Society has been doing the same with the library and Loon Liquors with some of the things that you've been working on. Well, that we're helping our taxpayers go even further by taking advantage, I would say, like many cities do, of bringing in additional resources to the city to help us accomplish what we need to get accomplished for community members. And I think it's since 2020, we brought in $13 million additional dollars, and there's just more coming, just trying to make our taxpayer dollars go even further for hardworking Northfielders and getting it accomplished, the work of the city. So
it's all right.
Good news.
Good news.
Yeah, yeah. It does sound like, I can't wait to hear where that money's going.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts, Sean?
No, not. I really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you, Mayor and Jeff, for coming in today. And we hope we'll see people, you know, more and more people come downtown and take advantage of the good weather that's coming and attend these events. You know, there's a lot of different things going on downtown, and I don't think they're always as well attended as they should be. There's a lot of entrepreneurs and some new young entrepreneurs in town that are trying to create new kind of experiences for people, and we need to support those. So people need to think about going to downtown Northfield and doing some, you know, going to events rather than going to the Twin Cities. Let's try to do some stuff here and support each other.
Yeah.
So.
All right.